teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Welcome back, Tuesday night. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Awesome guests. Johnny, you and I are going to break this down for the second half of the show, and you say we let our guests talk. Jules Joe Peterson from Pitt. I'm a Pittsburgh boy, so I grew up there. It's my home. It probably wasn't your originally home, but I grew up in that. I love the city. You know, what a great city.
So but,
you know, I mean, thank you for that. And again, New York Times, Jules Joe Peterson. It's out. New piece. Okay, so people can check it out right now. And I'll put a link on the Facebook Live so anybody can find that. If you send it to me an email during the breaks, Jules, and we'll get that out so people can check that out. And the reason, though, to bring this all together, to bring that history, though, say 80 bills just now in 28 different states targeting trans youth was the impetus behind the movement of scholars to put together this letter to President Biden. 17,300 educators. Harper, what is for, and again, people can find this letter by going to kevinkumashiro.com, who's been a great guest on this show in the past. You can find the letter. You can look at it. No more signing now. It's officially gone and sent, but you can print it out and send it to everybody who needs to see it. But Harper, what's the main thrust here? What's the impetus? What's behind it? And what do we need to know in the short time that we have you here?
Yeah, so thanks so much again for having me. It's great to be here. So yes, as you mentioned, there have been, I think now we're up to more than 90 anti-trans bills that have been introduced across more than 25 states in the U.S. And most target trans youth. Specifically, they're focused on their healthcare and their participation in school sports and other kind of gendered activities. So I work together with my colleagues, Z Nicolazzo and Kevin Kumashiro. And we wrote this open letter to President Biden trying to outline how he can support trans youth. But it doesn't just apply to the Biden administration. It really applies to educational stakeholders anywhere. So educators across the country and around the world can use this letter as kind of a jumping off point to think about what kinds of changes are needed in schools. And so just to kind of go over what's in the letter, there's three major things that we're asking for. And I'll contextualize all this to say that I think it's really telling that this is such a point of focus for Republican policymakers as we are emerging from a pandemic. Children have just been through a major traumatic event, and this is further traumatizing to children. This is targeting transgender children as a problem in schools. And that puts them at risk. And that's a real violation of our fundamental responsibilities as educators to serve and care for kids. So in this article or in this letter, what we really try to talk about is how you can support trans kids and sort of actionable items. So first, we really want to expand supports for trans and gender nonconforming students at schools. So things like trans competent health services and comprehensive sex ed for students, instead of taking away access to healthcare. Things like curricular opportunities for students to learn about conditions of trans life and gender, trans inclusive employee health insurance and professional learning communities for educators to understand what trans people go through in public institutions. We want there to be equal access to school facilities and activities for trans youth, including sports. And the kind of statement that was made today by the Office of Civil Rights and the Department of Education saying that Title IX applies to trans students goes a long way, but it's not law and it's not adequate protection. And then the third thing is trans competent school records and identification. These kinds of things create huge headaches for trans people, all the documents that govern our lives. And so I think we need to think carefully about why we are tracking children's legal genders at school, what purposes that serves, and where it's really necessary. And then if and when it is actually necessary, that it should be a matter of self-identification rather than adults imposing kind of prescriptive genders on kids. So those are the major demands.
I mean, in when we talk about these 80 bills, one of the things that I think what happens is people, well, it's adults, it's politicians, but the ramifications, because this one, bring this back to kids in schools, and yeah, we're coming out of the most incredibly traumatic year probably in most of our lifetimes in one sense, and so my goodness, but then to then follow up trauma by layering on trauma to whoever, and here on this, these bills come back in the form in school with trans bullying, because they start hearing about it at home, right? I mean, and this is what happens, is the kids, you know, and it's a bullying effort. And so you see bullying by the adult politicians trying to pass the bills, but the effect on a trans child is where, when I think about this letter, I'm imagining the reason why President Biden and whoever is reading this letter is to make sure that that child doesn't face the type of bullying. I mean, it's bullying reprehensible behavior. Harper.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you put it exactly right when you say that this is about adults bullying kids. And I have to say, I, as an educator, as a former kindergarten teacher, I find that despicable. It is, as I said, just a violation of our fundamental responsibilities as adults, as educators. And often these bills, if you look carefully at the language of what's in them, they often frame trans children, specifically trans girls, as predators. And that puts them at risk. That does harm to children. And the statistics, as we know them, are not good as it is. 77% of trans youth report being mistreated in schools. And almost one in five trans students experiences mistreatment so severe that they actually leave a school. So right now, schools are not serving trans youth, and we need to be figuring out how we can actually support them instead of targeting them for further harm and violence.
Man, there's so much we can keep going here, and you know, and that's what Johnny and I are going to do the next half hour. Harper B. Keenan, Robert Quartermain Professor of Gender and Sexuality Research in Education at the University of British Columbia, Jules Joel Peterson, Professor, Associate Professor of English at the University of Pittsburgh, and the author of the award-winning book, Histories of the Transgender Child. Also, check out her new New York Times piece. We're going to put that link there, but you can look it up, find it. Please read it. Thank you so much for being on the show, for busting pencils with us. We are saying, you know, thanks for busting pencils, because this is the issue. We want to bring this and make sure some people out there. And then, Johnny, we're going to, when we come back, don't worry, people. Johnny Lupinacci will join the show. He's there hanging out.
Oh,
Harper, Jules, thank you so much. Everybody, check it out. Go to KevinKumashiro.com. More busted pencils when we get back after the break.
Thank you both.
Thank you.